This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Actually, the Alex Johnson Hotel, very famous hotel in Rapid City. Stately, beautiful. The whole place is beautiful. There's no question about it. We are live and on location today for one reason and one reason only. The President of the United States is on his way here. Not right now, but soon. And, of course, the First Lady and all the family. And where are they going to go? They're going to go to Mount Rushmore, of course. Mount Rushmore. Have you been to Mount Rushmore lately? We're going to talk to the man who has the key to Mount Rushmore on the program today to start things out, tell you a little bit about how this event came to be and the fireworks being back, and also talk a little bit about North Dakota and some things that the Department of Interior is working on and doing a fabulous job with as well. Chris Bossy will be here, David Bossy, rather, and David is former deputy campaign manager, but now just a warrior for the president. We'll talk with him a little bit about some of the campaign games that are going on right now, so we look forward to that. We also have Kimberly Guilfoyle, national chair of the Trump Victory Finance Campaign. She's in South Dakota as well. And, of course, our weekly talk radio town hall is Senator Kevin Cramer and the full hour. So we look forward to that as well. But let's begin with an awesome opportunity to talk with the man in charge of this event, President of the United States, making his way here, the Secretary of Interior, David Bernhardt. Nice to have you back, sir.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here on a beautiful day. Absolutely stunningly beautiful day.
We were last eyeball to eyeball up in North Dakota. You did a great little town hall event. Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind there, Congressman Armstrong, as I recall, talking about easements. You know, I know that recently some land was given back to the state from the federal government. Things are moving. You clearly, have heard the grassroots of North Dakota, huh?
Well, the reality is that the president is here to deliver results for the American people, whether those are title transfers of projects, water projects, or resolving longstanding issues associating with the easements, or coming out to celebrate the independence of our great nation in exactly the way that our great founding father John Adams described. One year, and well, actually, I won't. 244 years ago today, John Adams suggested that the Independence Day would be celebrated with great flair and bombast and guns and illumination from one part of the nation to the other. And we have a president who believes fundamentally that guidance from John Adams was phenomenal. And here in North Dakota, and here in South Dakota, you have governors who also believe that. So we'll have a wonderful show and experience for all of America to see tonight.
And I'm sure leading the news will not be the fireworks over Mount Rushmore, will not be the awesome gathering, but somehow that, you know, somebody sat 4 feet next. How about Kristi Noem, our governor here in South Dakota, saying, you know what, if we do the social distancing thing, we're not going to be able to get that many people in there, and it's already a small area, so we're not going to do that. We're just going to be smart about this. I mean, you don't see that much in Washington, D.C., do you?
Well, I mean, here's what the governor's done, I think, and I think that this is phenomenal. She said, look, we think there's an element of personal responsibility associated with this. If you're somebody that is highly vulnerable, maybe this event is not perfect. Secondly, the CDC has put out very good guidelines that suggest if you can't social distance, maybe you'd like to wear a cloth facial covering. We'll be providing over 10,000 facial coverings if folks want to do that. But the reality is this event will be phenomenal, and South Dakota has done a wonderful job in maintaining their situation. Remember, the entire concept of slowing the spread was about one thing in particular, and that was maintaining our hospital capacity and not overwhelming our medical professionals, and that's not an issue here, and it's not an issue in many places, and people need to understand that and make the best decisions they can for themselves and their neighbors.
Let's talk about the fun stuff here. How did this happen?
Well, the bottom line is this. Governor Noem raised this issue to the President of the United States, and the President loves America. And so his real question was, well, how soon is it going to happen? And so we had some discussions about the processes we'd need to go through. And about, I think, May of 2019, we reached an agreement with the governor to work very closely and collaboratively to address any issues that might exist. And we did that. We worked through it. We've done a lot of work leading up to this event. We've done a lot of fuels treatment to ensure that we have a safe environment and avoid any catastrophic sized fires. We've done a lot of analysis and engagement. And so we've done those things that we need to do to have a very responsible event. We've had a ton of collaboration between the state and us regarding safety and law enforcement. So I think it will be magnificent.
That's really incredible. It really is. The thing I don't think people understand, that just go about their lives every day, is here in part with listeners in Minnesota, the Dakotas, Montana, right? And just get up every day, go to work, live right, and do right, is that the level of opposition to this president, the level of pushback to this president, is on something as simple as, should there be fireworks again at Mount Rushmore? What is going on there?
Well, everybody, we live in the greatest country in the world, and we need to recognize that the freedoms, the very principles of freedom and liberty that we're celebrating today apply to everybody in our country, and we are a country that should and can have a dialogue and disagreement, and there are processes for that, and those processes involve elections. Those processes involve standing in the street and saying your views and having a battle of ideas and convincing people. The challenge, I think, is some people have decided that those processes aren't necessarily the processes they want to follow, and they're exercising self-help in lawlessness and criminality. And we can't have that as a country, as a nation, as a community. And so I am completely sympathetic and interested in having dialogues and exchanges, but we can't have criminal enterprises exacting self-help to make their own political statements. You can't conduct an act of crime as a statement.
How long have you been at the Department of Interior?
So I've been the secretary since April of 2019. Before that, I served as deputy, and I did 8 years before that. So I've served about a decade in the Department of the Interior, a little over a decade, and it's a great organization. When you think about that, we're the guardians and the stewards for some of America's great treasures, like Mount Rushmore, that we're here today
to demonstrate.
Lafayette Square would be a great example.
Yeah, you had to defend that one, didn't you?
You know what? We have the most marvelous law enforcement agents in the country. They are so highly trained. They're highly skilled. They do everything they can appropriately to de-escalate situations. But there's sometimes that people do things that require a more robust action. And we've seen that. And we've seen that because at the end of the day, we protect these areas for everyone, not just for some criminals that want to engage in criminal enterprise.
Tell us what we're going to see tonight. Bring us inside. The main attraction is the mountain, if you ask me, right? And
the
beautiful presidents.
I would say there's four incredible presidents up on the mountain, and that will be one of the most incredible views we've seen. And below that, we'll have a great governor, a great visit by a great president, and a extremely beautiful setting. On top of that, We're going to have a wonderful air show. So it's going to be incredible, absolutely incredible.
Let's talk a little shop on the easements. How's that coming?
We've done great.
Perpetual easements mainly is what we're talking about, right, obviously. And those concerns have been brought to your attention, and it's moving?
Well, we've had great leadership in your state from Senator Kramer, from Senator Hoeven, and they raised this issue with me even when I was going through my confirmation process. But when I was able to come out to North Dakota and sit down with the folks that are farming these areas and listen to them and understand both their perspective and our program, we were able to find a process that will give them the certainty and confidence and faith in our fairness in operation to make sure that these programs work. Because this easement program is very fantastic for wildlife, and it's also good for the farmers when it's applied appropriately. And that's what we want, great environmental outcomes and being good neighbors.
It's very obvious how much you love America. And it's great to know that people who love America are on the cabinet of Donald Trump and in charge of all of our precious assets that Interior takes care of. So thanks for your good leadership.
Thanks for having me.
Secretary of Interior David Bernhardt, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More when we come back. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you.
We're back on What's On Your Mind. On location, Main Street Square, there's a bus that is loading up at the Alex Johnson Hotel right now with all of the folks that have been part of a retreat with Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. And Montana first, then South Dakota. They're loading them now. They're going fishing. They're going out fishing. And they look like they're going to have a blast. So it's fly fishing. You know, a little Wyoming-like fly fishing that they would do. Here's what I just learned. Donald Trump Jr., he goes out an hour before them to get ahead of them and catch some more fish and find a good spot. So how about that? The guide is Don Jr., for crying out loud. He's going to go out there and it's something to behold. There's no doubt about it. We're brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. You know, MyPillow is, in fact, the reason we are here. We're powered by MyPillow. That's right. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't able to sleep as well as I do on a MyPillow. And you know what? All you have to do in protecting and defending your family requires a good night's sleep. And so many people were not getting a good night's sleep because the pillow they had was awful. Just awful. So, now we have so many more MyPillow products, including, for instance, the towels, the beach towels now. There's sheets, there's beds, there's... So my point is you can really sleep well. Really sleep well now. No question about that. Anyway, Mike is here tonight. He'll be at the Rapid City Main Street. They call it Main Street Square, as a matter of fact. They have a little amphitheater and some astroturf and a neat little setting. So if you weren't lucky enough to get a ticket for the fireworks, then you'll get a ticket for... that event with Mike Lindell, Jack Brewer. I'm looking at Jack right now. He's got the funniest hat ever on, and he's going fishing. He is fired up to go fishing. That guy is just a bundle of joy. He's amazing. And he's away from his wife and two older children in their 20s and two in the kindergarten era. And where is he? He's here. Why is he here? He believes it's that important that Donald Trump be elected president of the United States. So that's why he's here. Anyway, that's the kind of folks, and you know why he's here? He met Mike Lindell, who introduced him to the president, said, "You got to help us." So Mike Lindell and Jack Brewer are doing some great things. And Mike will be there tonight. 4 o'clock we began, so it's actually this afternoon, 4 o'clock Mountain at Main Street Square. If you're listening today, please come join us. That'll be a lot of fun. And the fireworks will be on the big screens. Secretary Bernard is just telling us after we chatted on the air about some of the plans, and he said, you know, the fireworks is going to be really awesome when they're over the Mount Rushmore, but... the Blue Angels. Watch for the Blue Angels, and what the Blue Angels do in contrast to the mountain and that photo. And oh my gosh, it's going to be something beautiful, beautiful, beautiful night. Chris Berg is here from Point of View, POV now. See him on West Dakota Fox at KX4. Mark the Freedom Poet is here as well. Mark's my tour guide. What else did Secretary Bernhardt say about the president's speech and about the...
He said it's going to be an amazing speech. He said, I think he just said there's going to be a B-52 flying over. I mean, folks, it is going to be a show that if you don't feel patriotic after tonight, I don't know if you have a pulse. I mean, it's going to be that incredible.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what it's all designed to do. Mark, is the town fired up about it?
Everybody I know is. They're just fired up. They had like 650,000 requests for tickets. I don't know how many of them were bogus, but everybody wanted to go.
That's pretty amazing.
It's a very patriotic place.
I'm going to ask Todd. Are you going to watch it, Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
On TV normally isn't like, you know, the same, right? But Mount Rushmore, the president, you know, all of that, that's pretty big, right? That's worth watching.
God, yes. Thought, isn't it? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, what, Chris?
Well, you're going to have the music in the background, especially if you're watching on TV. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, great music and stuff. It's going to be incredible.
And the president's bringing his whole family. Bring his whole family. You know?
Wow.
Loading up Air Force One. Pretty phenomenal.
It is.
All right. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind today on the program. You can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054, and
This is funny. We just got done with Secretary Bernhardt, and Senator Kramer sent a text saying, say hi to the secretary for me, right? So I said, better yet, I'll just call him, and I'll hand the phone to him, and he can say hi. So I got a text now and said, I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru. So he didn't want to, you know... have to juggle talking to the Secretary of Interior. And,
Secretary, hold on, I'm at the window. Yeah, I'd like right, a number yeah, one.
Yeah. So that's the text of the day, and it's the first one I've read. Scott, where online can we go watch tonight's events at Mount Rushmore, asked another listener. I don't know the answer to that. I'm sure all the Trump channels will, right? Chris, where do you look when you're trying to find a Trump event that isn't on TV? And more and more and more, they're not.
I know, right?
Fox News Channel. We need the BOV channel. I'm done with it.
Go on YouTube. They're usually pretty good. The White House, I'm assuming, is going to have it. I do know that the South Dakota tourism woman sent me a link, Scott, that, and I don't have the exact link memorized, but South Dakota tourism is going to have it as well.
So it'll be there. I'm also thinking potentially C-SPAN, where they're always pretty good about putting those things on there. If you don't have a ticket, though, and want to watch it, we have the big screens right in Main Street Square. I mean, if you're like, oh, I wish I could be there, I would not worry about not having a ticket, and I'd come down and celebrate with a bunch of Patriots at Main Street Square, 4 o'clock this afternoon, see beautiful Rapid City. What do people need to see in Rapid City?
Well, first of all, we've got right in the middle of town is Dinosaur Mountain. We've got life-size dinosaurs and the highest point right in the city. But the main attraction, probably without any doubt, it's called the City of Presidents. We have 43 presidential statues, including the 44th president, which was Obama. The reason we have 43 is because Grover Cleveland was both the 22nd and the 24th president. So that's why Trump is number 45, but he's the 44th president, you know, because of the truncated presidency.
When is his statue going up?
We hope not for 6 more years.
You can't be in office when the statue goes up.
That's
the rule?
That's right.
Well, Don Trump Jr. said he had a solution for all this statue toppling. He said we should anytime they tear down a statue, replace it with a fortified version of Trump. And he said they would immediately stop tearing them down.
That'd do it.
That would probably work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder when the one in Lafayette Square is going up. And last night at that event we were at, what's that?
And I want the statue to be the picture of Trump holding the Bible up. So that'll be perfect.
Right, there you go.
Just make a melt.
It happened in Lafayette Square.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the perfect statue.
How does anybody get offended when you hold the Bible up? I don't understand how that offends people. Huh?
People that hate God. People that hate God and country. They hate the Bible is the most important book in our history, along with the Constitution.
As you would say, that's nuts.
It's goofy.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, more with these two. Watch Chris Berg, by the way, tonight. Are you on tonight? No, Monday.
Tuesday we'll be live again.
Tuesday.
There's some good, though. We've got some great shows all about what do you love about America, what makes America great. So.
West Dakota Fox. KX4, must-see TV, TiVo it up. More coming up.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud. Give me three-step simple man.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. Love the good folks at Pipers. If you have a equipment auction in your future, your first call should be Pipers. I tell you what, that entire team, what a lineup. They are getting top dollar like you can't believe. Just ask them. Ask how things have been going. Even when they were forced not to do auctions, of course, face-to-face, they had to do them online, still crushing it. Pretty incredible. Olson Farm Retirement Equipment and Antiques Auction is coming up soon in Robinson, North Dakota. So check that out at Pipers. And many more. The Upper Midwest Timed Online Machinery Auction, too, is on Tuesday, July 28th. Pipers.com or calling for details, 877-700-4099. We're back in Rapid City, Main Street Square, the site for a great rally tonight. It's a Faith, Freedom, Family rally. Faith, freedom, family. Three pretty important things. And Mike Lindell is headlining that at 4 o'clock. Mark the Freedom Poet was the man that invited him. And we're looking forward to that. So Jack Brewer will be there. They tell me some special guests. I don't know. You know, I mean, the president's got a little time before he goes to Mount Rushmore. I don't know. I can't say anything, but no promises, but you never know. I would just be there, especially if you don't have a ticket to Mount Rushmore. You want to be at Main Street Square at 4 o'clock. So Chris Berg is here from POV, and we just chatted with a delightful young lady during the break. And we said, we've got to put you on the radio.
So we're sitting here at this table, and this is Jack, because we are doing a Facebook Live as well. But so, Jack, and if you'll share with our audience, what was the first question you asked us when you saw us doing radio?
Oh, my first question was, are you fake news or are you real news? You got to be careful these days because everybody's fake news.
And Chris said, thank you for asking.
Yeah. And as you can tell, she does not have a North Dakota accent.
Oh,
so,
no.
And she tells us her story, which I'm going to let her share because I was like, wait, what? So please share.
All right. Well, my mom thinks I'm crazy. My whole family thinks I'm crazy. But I am part of the QAnon movement. And let me tell you something. This has been the most life-saving journey. I'm so happy to be awake right now. So I got here to South Dakota from Queens, New York, like our great president, all the way from New York, drove here with a bunch of QAnons that I met through Facebook, through Instagram, through Twitter. We are all here. This is also my brother right here.
Your bro is here.
Yeah.
Is he woke? He's woke. Oh,
no.
Oh, he's
all day, every day.
Yeah, the Q is there.
And look, we have a special guest coming today who I believe is my great uncle Vincent Fusca. I don't know if you guys know him. I'm pretty sure you guys know who Vincent Fusca is.
Maybe heard the name, but did you say Fusca?
Vincent Fusca.
Educate me. Who?
Oh, the JFK Jr. You know, Platform 2020. This was the last episode. The last. Yeah, no, the last.
The last edition. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so you jumped into a car with people you'd never met before, all the way from Queens, to come to South Dakota?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're here to support, first of all, President Trump, the first family. And this is, like, the most patriotic movement. This is what we all stand for. This is our last standing, basically, right now. You know, we need mass consciousness. We need people to wake up to the false narrative that is constantly shoved down our throats 24/7 by the left-wing media. They got to go. All these Democrats and rhinos who have been in power for a very, very long time and have not done one thing to make change, they got to go. Like, this is mass consciousness. This is why we are here.
So I got to ask you, so what makes you go, okay, I'm in Queens, and I'm going to jump into a car with a bunch of strangers and go to Rapid City, South Dakota?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm a freelance core reporter in New York. I loved my job. I had the best job in the whole world. I just celebrated my best year ever financially, and all that was taken away from me because of these Democrats and their liberal agenda to push this virus down our throat. There's no regular work in the courts right now. I'm sitting home collecting unemployment like a degenerate, which is not who I am. But you know what? Might as well. Gas is cheap. Thank you, Uncle Donald. And I am here now. I got in that car. I came out here. And I'm so happy to be here to watch history unfold and everything that I've been following through QAnon, through this book, which you all need to read. It is called The Barron Trump Collection. It was written by Ingersoll Lockwood in 1890. This book is a manuscript of everything happening right now. It's three volumes. And it also includes a lot about young Barron Trump, who people, like, neglect to remember how smart his IQ is so high. And sometimes I actually think that he might be a big voice in the QAnon movement.
Now, explain for folks that don't know the QAnon movement. I've read about it. I've heard about it. I won't profess to understand it all, but it's out there a lot. You see it. What is QAnon?
Okay, so QAnon is how I would describe it. I tell people that it is a military operation that's been in the works for many years, and I do believe that Trump is Q+. He is the voice, like, when you go onto the QMap.pub website, which is like an 8kun, 4chan, it can't be infiltrated, it can't be censored, it can't be, it's for everybody globally to access, and it's basically like a map, a fifth-dimensional chess game, if you will, of this plan that's been in effect for years to make, to expose the deep state, to expose the cabal, and to wake people up through information that they have to find on their own through Q drops, like through these drops, and then you watch as these Q drops are proved, like right in real time in front of you, and you cannot deny it. And the mathematical part of it all, like the numbers and the gematria. So I don't know if you guys are big on gematria, which is like, you know, like when President Trump tweets, every time he tweets, and it's like a capitalized letter, and you take those capitalized letter and you put into the gematria calculator, there's a hidden message. He's a genius. People want to make fun of him and say, oh, he doesn't speak like a professional. He doesn't, because he's not reading from a teleprompter. He's speaking from his heart to the American people. And he also is a genius, like we would not believe. Like, this is a game. And when you're a player, like if you're a QAnon and you're devout like I am, like, and I, listen, I'm not a holy roller, but this is biblical. This brought me closer to God because now I see it happening. Like, we needed this. And you know what? I'm kind of happy, like, that we did have the coronavirus because it's like a moral reset for all of us. You know?
I read somebody came up to me. I was at Hawk Museum for a weekend, and somebody came up and said, "Have you read this book?" And it was QAnon, and I no, he said, "You need to read this book." And there was a DVD with it, and you know, I get a lot of books. I read a lot of books, and I you know, I'm like, there's something there, but I can't really process all of this, right? But the amazing thing to me is they went and found a number of things that Mary, the mother of Jesus, said, okay, and that we have in the Bible that she said. And then they show you where Trump said the exact words in speeches.
He's
how many
time
years
traveler.
Later?
He's a time traveler. Listen, you
wait,
can
wait, what do you mean in time? I have a friend that says, so what do you mean time
okay,
traveler?
So you know the Donald Trump and John Trump connection. His great uncle was really good friends with Nikola Tesla. He discovered the free energy system for all of us. Listen, energy is our God-given right, just as water is, just as air is, just as food is, just as everything should be. And, you know, then you have these people that want to profit off of anything that they can because they're money hungry. This is why, like, the Q thing is, like, this is good versus evil and God wins, because we're trying to go back to that standard where these things that were God-given to us go back to us. And they're not profited, you know, like, they're for all of us. where we go on, we go all. But time travel. Okay, so, you know, like Nikola Tesla discovered the... All these inventions that he did... Look, I'm not a scientist. I can't go into that part. But if you watch these videos, and they're explained so much better by real QAnons, like the people behind the scenes that are working hard on the computers and...
But can I ask you, so go back, because I don't think a lot of people remember that President Trump's uncle, as you mentioned, where did he work? What did he do?
Oh, he worked with Nikola Tesla, discovering, like, how to utilize energy for the best possible outcome for all of us, like free energy systems.
But what agency did he work in?
What was the agency?
Let's just say it was a government agency.
It was.
Trump's been around for a long time.
For a very long time. Listen, if you watch those videos, let me tell you, you guys got to follow Q, because you will awaken yourself to a whole new world. It's trying to explain it to people. It's like there's so many things. You can, and this is what happens. This is why we all get along. This is why, like, I was so happy to willfully come here and, you know, hitch a ride completely across the country, because we don't run out of things to talk about. The deep state goes so deep, it's unbelievable. But, you know, they're holding, along with that technology, like time travel, which I, after reading this book, I believe. You cannot say to me that this book was written in 1890 and it's not every single thing that's happening right now. Like, I want you guys to read this when you're done.
Well, you've certainly piqued my interest.
Yes.
I hadn't heard about the Baron Trump collection.
And
have you?
What's so amazing, Scott, the reason I wanted you to come over, just because, you know, you're from New York. Most people here in the Midwest think New Yorkers are all, you know, super duper blue, if you will, and you're obviously not going down that path.
Let me tell you something. New York is super blue, but we are the silent majority is louder than ever before. New Yorkers are sick of it. No, even I went to all the protests in New York, actually in support of the cops, because they're like spitting in the cops' faces and, you know, cursing them out, this, that, and the other thing. But New Yorkers, like, you can usually tell a liberal. I don't mean to be that way, but you
how? Come on, like, is it the patches on the jacket?
You know them. You could spot them a mile away. But even then, like, they saw me with my signs, like, you know, support Reopen America and this nonsense. And even they came over to me like, thank you, thank you. Like, they're waking up, too, because this is crazy. You go out to dinner in New York, like, because we finally are in phase two of the reopening. Thanks, Cuomo. I could go in on him because I can't stand the guy, but you have Black Lives Matters walking down, screaming at the white people like we were the ones that pulled the trigger on George Floyd. Another false flag. Like, come on.
False flag. What do you mean by that? What's a false flag?
A false flag is a false narrative thrown in our faces 24/7 by the media. It's
right.
Like the mockingbird.
Okay, so it happened, but how it's used is way out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
And, like,
I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, we had in our part of the world a cop that was shot by a black suspect who was being served papers, killed the cop. Funeral was within days of George Floyd's, and black guy, white cop.
You're never going to hear about
white
that,
cop,
though.
Black guy, which one?
It doesn't fit the narrative.
It's just wrong.
It doesn't fit everything that they want to throw down our faces, like all white people are racist, all Trump supporters are racist. Get out of here, please. I invite more black people over to my house than I bet any of those liberals ever would in their lifetime. They just do it for, like, the I'm holier than thou.
Where are you going next?
Today we're going to Mount Rushmore. We have, like, a big group of us all. We're all going to be there in our Q stuff. I hope to see you there. And I would love for us to get more recognition because, the guy from ABC7 told me to go F myself when I had a beautiful, elaborate
very grateful
sign.
That you abbreviated that.
I don't want to be disrespectful online there. Listen, you know, I have a...
No, they're everywhere. It's a dark, dark deal. And we got to pray for them is what we got to do.
Oh, yes.
100%.
Prayer is so important right now.
Last question. First time in the Midwest, yes?
Yes.
Welcome.
Oh,
welcome.
Thank you so much. Guys, this is awesome. Thank you.
I love it.
Happy I met you.
Texter just said, excellent. Great girl from Queens. Yeah, and Q was Q. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Just wanted to tell you, you blockheads, that the last time I checked that we have a Republican governor in North Dakota, and he shut down everything. Don't be blaming that on the Democrats.
Well, let's do this little exercise. Let's go look at Democratic states and look at Republican states. Look how they're doing. North Dakota's, I think, top 5, 6, 7 freest. South Dakota's, both Republican governors, by the way, is probably number one. But really didn't do any executive orders or just said, be smart. So I hate to tell you, my friend, you're wrong. Yes, Doug Burgum is a Republican governor. Yes, some things were shut down, like bars and, you know, haircuts and dentist office and whatnot. Most of the stuff was shut down in North Dakota was shut down on its own. It wasn't the governor saying you must do this. So facts are important.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Italy and China kind of scared us into a, oh, we better not have this here. And then once we realized, no, we're not going to quite have that here, then we could open everything back up, and we did.
If I were governor for a day, I would do it a little differently than Governor Burgum's doing it. I think he's extending it longer than he needs to. But, you know, there's a lot of noise out there. A lot of people say you got to do it. Hey, David Bossie's here, deputy campaign manager for the thing that's going to save America. That was the re-election, or the election, rather, of Donald Trump. Now he's doing so many things on the re-election front as well. We get a chance to catch up with him. How are you, David?
I am great. Thanks for having me. And, you know, that is the discussion that you guys are having right now, is happening all over the country. And we need to figure out the balance between personal responsibility, which is really, at the end of the day, what matters in this entire, because the government can't, you know, the old adage, you know, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. It just, they can't do it, and they're, and in a lot of instances, they're not supposed to do it, and it really reverts to the states. And fundamentally, in America, it's about personal responsibility. It's about individuals deciding to do things. That's what the Greatest Generation did not that long ago. We call them the Greatest Generation because they put country before themselves. You know, today you look around and you see, I think we're at the worst generation point here in America.
Well, I wonder. Now, here's something that scares me, honestly, because I believe, as you do, that, you know, if you have a health situation, stay home. If you're elderly, stay home. Protect yourself, right? Decide, do I go to that, do I not go to that? Rather than the opposite of saying shelter place. I look back on this whole ordeal, and I say, I'm scared to death of the future because people were sheeple. They didn't question it. Yeah. No, yeah. How many challenges were there to the constitutionality of these executive orders, even?
Right. You remember the interview that Tucker Carlson did on Fox News with the governor of New Jersey? And Tucker said, where is that in the U.S. Constitution about being able to shut down the state the way you did it? And his answer was, I never considered that. I mean, that's where we are in America today. That's where we are. Now, let me just point out another thing. That we have this entire conversation about, you know, individual responsibility and responsibility. And what you're just talking about is if you do have pre-existing conditions, if you are elderly, if you are around elderly people, those types of conversations. But then, after months of the American people being told that, and a lot of them doing it the right way, you have these riots across the country 2 to 3 weeks ago. And now you see a spike in the numbers across the country and in a lot of states where these rallies took place, where these protests took place, where they were looting and burning and pillaging. And you don't see anyone in the mainstream media talking about the, you know, one equals the other, that because these riots happened, that you are seeing a spike. We don't see any of that. We see, for Donald Trump's responsible for outdoors watching a fireworks display to celebrate our country's birth. But you don't see anything about the left. It's just remarkable.
What I love about that is it exposes them for the pathetic frauds that they are. And I'm kind of done with the mainstream media. We're never going to reform the mainstream media. I don't watch it. It's just ever. Toxic. And I honestly, even Fox News Channel to me is disappointing. I'm about done with them. You know, it's like they got to be loved or something. I'm not sure what's going on with Rupert's boys, but I don't like it. So my mission, and I'm curious if you agree, is to say, you know what? If you want Donald Trump reelected, if you want America as we know it to continue, then you better find something in the arena to make a difference. And you can't make a difference by going after Black Lives Matter, right? Because they're nuts. They're a brand. You can't make a difference going after the media or even expending energy complaining about it. What would you recommend we do?
Well, look, first of all, you know, the silent majority that is out there that saved this country from Hillary Clinton and 4 more years of horrendous Barack Obama Clinton policies, you know, defeated them 4 years ago. And that's, you know, and we're told every 4 years, right? Oh, this is the most important election in your lifetime. We hear that all every 4 years. And 4 years ago, I do believe that was true. We were at a point in America where we had to defeat Hillary Clinton, and we did. The American people rose up and did. I do believe that this is the single most important election, because if we do not reelect Donald Trump, America as we know it is gone. This is how important, how dramatic this election is to the future of America, to our kids and our grandkids. Are we going to allow history to be erased? Look, history doesn't exist for people to like or dislike. History is not a popularity contest. History is a set of facts that happened, and we must understand it so that we don't repeat it. That's what it's about, and these people have lost their minds.
They're tearing down the Lincoln Memorial.
It's crazy.
Thankfully, we have warriors like you on the front line. Keep at it, David. We'll be in touch. Okay, my buddy Lee, we have a mutual friend, Lee Habib. One of the best. Hope folks follow him. Take care, David. Sherry and Bismarck, when we come back.
Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.